God, please. I don't want to see how my mother and my brothers are killed. Kill me instead of them. But they wouldn't do it. They threw him into a prison in Serbia, where he lived every day haunted by the memory. Haunted, you understand this English word? It means the thought comes back again and again and again. Then the Croatians came with guns and shooting their way into the village and freed young Božo and told him, would you like to also now fight against those who have killed your family? Božo said, yes, give me a gun. And in this way, with 16 years, he became a killer. I asked him how many he had killed, and he said he didn't remember, because if you go with a machine gun this way, that way, everyone in the street before you slept the body by the bullet. He also threw many grenades into the houses of the people. Then, after some time, he felt very depressed, because you cannot become happy if you hurt those who have hurt you. I think in Gurukul, in your experience, is also like this. Sometimes you feel that one of your other Gurukulis does something which is unjust, and then you run to him and you want to wrestle him down on the floor. But if you do it, you only feel for some time some feeling of victory, but you can't become happy like this in your life. So he also became more and more depressed in his life, because he got immediately the karma for all his killings. So then he was yes, he met the devotees who go with books out and distribute to these people. Jiva's sister Ayumi once went also out for book distribution, and they met soldiers who began to shoot at them because they thought they were spies. Do you know what a spy is? Yeah? Spy? Spies, yes, spy. Yes, spy. Not spy, but spy. They shoot at Ayumi, Jiva's sister. But then she ran down the street, and in the last moment, someone just caught her. Oh, I'm sorry. Into the house. And in this way she was saved. You can meet her now, talk to her, she's still living. She's here. So he met the devotees, he read the Bhagavad Gita, and he finally decided to come and move into the temple. Now every night, he wakes up screaming. Do you know why? What? A ghost? No. Scared? He is getting his karma. You can say so. Yes, he remembered how his parents were killed before his eyes. And he begins to really scream because it's so much on his mind. That's another form of karma, because it's a reaction to what he saw. He must have been very sinful in order to have to see such a terrible thing. So the reason why I'm telling you this a story. It's not to make you scared, but it is or to tell some sensation. It is because of a very deep philosophical point, which I hope you can understand. Let me just try. See, this person, Bojo is his name, always remembers his past. He cannot sleep in the night. Sometimes urine comes in his bed, although he doesn't want it, because the past is there as an impression in his mind, and it comes again and again and again. You can use an example. Do you know what is a gramophone record?
Yeah.
There are... I do not know how to say in English, lines? Or what are they? Grooves. Yes. So if the record player comes, it plays what is in the grooves, the melody. In the same way, in our consciousness, are all the impressions of the past, and they are replayed in our minds again and again and again, and they form our nature. Ikshvaku is the way he is, or you, what is your name?
Vikram.
Vikram is the way he is. Gurupad is the way he is. Because there are different impressions, or in Sanskrit you say sanskaras, in the consciousness. And these impressions come out again and again, just like in Bojo's life, these heavy impressions are replayed over and over again. So Krishna consciousness, education, is meant to give some other impressions into your mind. So you are now prepared for a life in Krishna consciousness by going often to the program, by growing up in Vrindavan, by bathing in the Yamuna, and sometimes going parikrama around Vrindavan. This will leave a certain impressions in your mind, so then that later, when you are grown up, in your mind there will be wonderful remembrances of the holy Dham, of the deities, of the good association with your teachers and with the other wonderful Gurukul devotees. You have a great chance. I did not go to a Gurukul, and sometimes in my mind I see the old experiences which I had. I see the town of my past. I also see what was happening, and so on and so forth. I want to tell you another illustration of this, because I feel it is very important, but you are very young, and a strongly philosophical language may not catch your attention and may not leave the desired impression. It was in 1979, maybe? No. 85, that I was operated in a hospital, and you know, during the operation the doctors give you what is called anesthesia. Is that the right word? It means you are becoming unconscious so that you do not feel the pain. So they didn't give enough anesthesia, and all of a sudden I was wide awake and feeling how they were cutting through the knife into the belly. And I wanted to tell them you know, I became almost crazy with pain, and I wanted to tell them, please, please, be so, give me more anesthesia. But because they also had given me second anesthesia, which makes the muscles lame so that they don't react, I couldn't speak any longer. See, it's just like if someone goes like this, you immediately become, isn't it? Because it's so sensitive here. And if they operate the stomach, they have to give some kind of anesthesia. It's like a medicine, like a medical drug, which lames the muscles so that they don't contract all the time. You understand? Yes, Balaram? Yes. So, therefore, I could not communicate to them. And I thought I would come mad from the pain. It's very, very painful. All of a sudden, I was outside the body and looked down at my body. What had happened? Soul had left the body, but not for good, not like in death, but like in a dream. Sometimes dreamers can walk in the city, in the room, and see the body down in the hospital. Or they go into another realm and all of a sudden see a different landscape. So I left the body like that, but because it was a very tragic thing, I was actually in an emergency. The body started to bleed profusely. I could see that, and they were screaming, we must get some, you know, we must stop the bleeding, otherwise we will lose him, they said like this. And then I actually saw all of a sudden scenes from my life which were in the mind. I saw my childhood, I saw my school, I saw birthday celebrations which I had, I saw all of a sudden how I was in Austria on holidays in the mountains, and so many things. I saw all these impressions again, these samskaras again. So it's a long, long story. I prayed to Krishna to please help me, and he has helped me. I'm here with you all. And now, what I want to explain is really this one point about the impressions in our mind, the samskaras. You are most probably think, why is he always so nervous and so inattentive? No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I can understand. I was much more inattentive than you. It's because he might have been nervous in a nervous person in his previous life. Why is Balaram as such a sharp will to understand something? You know, he might have been someone in the past who was engaged in understanding things, in analyzing things. Why is Ikshvaku such a gentleman? So, well, not always, but why does he look like a gentleman at least? He might have in the past had such a life. So all of you, no matter what are your good points and your bad points, you have very favorable or very good chance to become fully Krishna conscious in this life, because at such a young age where children like you would be totally exposed to all kinds of maya, you are having contact with Krishna consciousness. Some of you might have taken up Krishna consciousness in a previous life, and you were not actually successful to reach the goal of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this is your second try, your second chance, so to say. I personally think this very much. I could see it in Jiva. When I saw Jiva the first time in a public program, he was just sitting there, just looking like he always looks, you know, just trying to understand. He was spontaneously attractive, isn't it? You felt me? No? No. Yes? He's so shy. No, if you were not attractive, you can say. So Jiva has said, yes. Is he always like this, Balara? No? Sometimes quite different. Huh? Yeah. That's good. Then I'm pacified. Then he's a normal child, you know. So this is because of previous impressions. So please use this time in the Gurukul very, very, very good. Of course, your children, you need to play and to wrestle and to run. And that is not wrong. This is obviously the ant will crawl like this and the elephant will make and the child will pull around. It just has to be like this for some time. But at least during the classroom times, or let us say during the times when you are before the deities, and I was very impressed, you're doing quite nice, I want to encourage you. Try to make best use of the time. Because if you make Krishna conscious impressions, you won't be like Bojo. You remember Bojo, who had so many bad. This Krishna consciousness will accompany you throughout the years to come. I would trade with any one of you who could become Sachinandan Swami, if I could become any one of you and have a good. But don't, if, I wouldn't recommend it for you to do that. I'm, as a devotee, very much convinced that this time that you have now is the most important time in your life, and you will lay the seed. Of course, now as children, sometimes when we are every day in the same situation, we don't appreciate it as much. This is just natural. Therefore, I wanted to come only for a short time this time to Vrindavan, because I know if I'm only for like 5 days here, then when I go back to the West, I will always think of these 5 days. They are so special to me. And now when I'm here these days, every minute is so dear to me, because it's short. It's a, when one stay longer, then so I wanted to make another. Now I wanted to make a more easier point, because most of you are interested to hear what is going on in the preaching, and I would just like to ask you what is most interesting to you. I could talk about preaching in Yugoslavia. That's where the war goes on. That's an interesting subject matter. I could talk on our big program in Russia, where 35,000 people dance and chanted. Maybe not all of these, but at least 30,000. I mean, the hall was just in full of ecstasy. I could also tell you some very interesting news about Germany. That's the place where I spent most of my time. So please, who wants to hear mainly about Yugoslavia? Yes? Uh-huh. Whoa. That's many. Thank you. Who wants to hear mainly about Russia? No? You have heard? Yes. You heard everything.
Yes. I have
some. Oh?
Rovinda Maharaj.
Rovinda Maharaj, yes. Bringa Rovinda Maharaj. We have to learn it now. You know, we have to learn our Rovinda Maharaj's name. Good. And who would like to hear about Germany? Also. So I think I will mainly talk about Yugoslavia and Germany, yes, to satisfy both of the audiences. And we will have some questions. Of course, I could tell much about it, but I will just talk a little bit, and then if you have more questions, you can please ask. So the first thing, see, Yugoslavia was once
one big country, but after communism failed there as a government, all these different, many of these countries wanted to have their independence. They didn't want to be one country, but different new countries. Like Srila Prabhupada has often stated, although there is a United Nations, everything is unified, we see that more and more countries spring up in the world situation today. So, in particular one state in Yugoslavia, that's Serbia, which was controlling the other small state, objected strongly to the desire of these states to form independent countries and nations. Do you understand when I talk like this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Not too difficult. Good. So, I happened to be preaching there when Slovenia declared independence. And the night where it happened, I had given a preaching program in a town called Novogorica. Novo Mestro. God, in translation, the new master, isn't it? Novo Mestro? New place, yes, new place. So, Ikshvaku, you know, you understand all the the Bulgarian language and Serbian language is not so different, maybe. Yeah. So, the new place. And so I've given a preaching program, and usually in our program there are well about, I would say, from 800 to 1,000 people in a normal program there. So at that time there were only so few people, and I was wondering why. Then I heard from them, well, everyone is on the streets jumping up and down, feeling the independency. So then in the night we went out to go to travel to the next town. Just as we were going out of the town, we heard that the army was attacking the town. We, so to say, were the last car which went alive out of the town. We heard the shooting going on because, as I had explained to you previously, Serbia didn't accept or didn't want that these states become independent. We went to Ljubljana. Now, our devotees in Ljubljana said, Sashinanda Swami, we have arranged a program for you, but it's more. Do you want to give the program? And I said, yes. Because there were so many people who were already, who already bought tickets in advance. And after all, the devotees think, if there is something, Krishna will protect them. Is it something like that? The year from Krishna book, when the brains of Krishna entered the mouth of the Agasura, they knew that something is wrong, but they clapped in the hand and said, anyway, Krishna will protect us. And inside, that's Tomako, the belly of the Agasura demon. So we gave this program. Now when our devotees came and brought the prasadam, they saw that the sky was full with three helicopters. Do you know what is a helicopter?
Yes.
And they were shooting down at the people who came into the hall. Not to kill them, but just to warn them, be careful. The bullets went into the tar, and the tar was springing on the dojis of our prasadam carriers. And then they started to bomb, but not the hall where I was, where the program took place, but just the place next to the hall, which is the state's ministry. They wanted to take over the state's ministry, because if they had control over this, from there they could rule the country. That must have been their idea. So, but we at first didn't know that it was the hall next to our hall. We thought they were attacking our hall, and the bombs were blasting. And have you ever heard a bomb blasting? I don't think so. You might think it's terrible because it is so loud, but that's not the real. I mean, it's also terrible, but what is terrible is the that it makes a certain vibration, and it just shocks your nerves totally, that you go like this and become totally fearful, because it is louder than loud. You cannot imagine how loud it is. And some pressure waves in the air are created, and it's somehow very bad to you. So I immediately hit underneath the stage, because I didn't want that the bomb kills me. And all the people went, not all, but those who could fit under the stage, went also under the stage to take shelter there. But the bombs were going off, and everyone just screamed and freaked out. And finally, I went underneath the stage, because nothing had happened so far in the hall. And I understood that they were attacking the other place next to us. So I went on the stage and put the amplification on. Do you know what an amplification is? There are microphones, and you never know what the amp is. Amplifier, yes. I put the amplifier on, and I immediately said, "My dear people, don't become overly nervous now. Because what will it help you? Imagine they are going to kill all of us, but if you just freak out and scream, this is not good. Why is this not good? Then move out. Yeah, it doesn't help, yes. And at the time of death, they have to move around. That happened not very good. Krishna has in the Gita, he must remember him at the time, isn't it? So, then we just conducted a Krishna conscious program. I gave a very nice lecture. I think it was very nice because six people joined after it, and including an opera singer. So many, you know, opera singer? No, you don't know. That's the style of opera singer. Like a Bengali. You know. So, and in the end, we danced while the bombs exploded around us to a kirtan of Hare Krishna. That is one story. Another story is that in Serbia, we also preach. We have a very interesting group. It's called the Nityananda group. Our main group in Russia is called Gauranga Bhajan Band. Yes. And there we have a very nice group, it's called Nityananda group. And you get proven, soldiers come. But that goes away, it's not a band. We were on TV last time in Skopje. Imagine, they were showing live news from the battlefield. And then they wanted us to chant in between the news. So I was in the studio, and I didn't know what program it was. And I was standing already on spot. The camera has me already on, but the news was still going. So then I told the reporter, the TV people, I'm not going to dance and chant Hare Krishna now. Can you understand why not? I wanted to see how you would feel as a preacher in this situation. Maybe you would be in a TV studio, the light would be on you, the camera would be on you. And they would show just news before you would follow. Did you walk in and stand for snack? Why not? Why would you go back? Very nice, let's get it out. And then if there's news of the good news, how you did, how you know, how well you would appear, show me, in the area, or as if it was a snack. So I said, must have known that. And that day, now you've got that kind of work, and the people on the same country become deadly enemies. Labor. Kill labor. This is what happens. We must come to the platform. Or come to the platform. Now, what happens? Labor, I love that same deal. It's very good. What do you think? It doesn't need for a vision. It's a hungry labor. We must see what we have. That everybody is there. We have the courage. And we have the power. And we have the power. So, they did it, right? So, then they said, no. And now, that we will come. And the experts for him. Well, Hare Krishna, he was the Hare Krishna, and I'm like, I can bet he's a Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for giving me this thing.
we are already so late. I'm staying a little longer than expected. I wanted to go on the 20th, but there is a strike by the Air India airline. They don't fly. So that's, I think it is Krishna's mercy who gives me 2 extra days in the Holy Dharma. Anyway, sir, is there any, do you want, like me to just continue, or is there any question to all of this? Continuous. Yes. Good. About Germany. You might have heard that we had a very difficult time, our movement had a very difficult time in Germany. Have you heard about this?
No.
See, the Germans were the ones who started the First World War, and they tend to be very intolerant people. And also a little arrogant. When they come to outside of Germany, they are better, but inside they are not so much. Who knows, who could imagine the reason why this is so? When does a person become arrogant? Balaram? Yes. And when he is, there is a story in Krishna book how Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, who were very rich, you know, the rich sons, they became very arrogant because of their riches, and they even didn't dress when Nala Muni came by. They were bathing naked in a lake with beautiful women, really wild sense enjoyers. So they made us, they made a lot of difficulties to us, and even went so far as to come to the temple and taking all the devotees into the prison. By they fabricated some false accusation that we were kidnapped children. Such foolish things, huh? They made some false charges, and then on the basis of the false charges attacked the devotees. Then there was a court case, and in the court case all the devotees really did is distribute prasadam to all these demons. And slowly they all turned in favor of the devotees. They said, the monster of, we thought Krishna consciousness is a monster. Do you know what is monster?
Yeah.
But we see it's a food monster by giving so much food. And then, you know, they were trying to make their court, but we sent our little boys with cookies around, and then the one who is the most heavy guy who said, I charge the person, he is a criminal like this. Then he said, this person said, Supreme Judge, you are eating cookies all the time, I charge you with this. He was very aggressive. And then the defender said, I'm sorry, I also eat cookies all the time. They are so good. You know? So in this way, prasadam took over the court and everything went all right in favor for the devotees. It was very funny. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There are such articles in the newspaper. It was such a scandal because everyone just couldn't control their senses any longer. The court. So, in this way it ended. Good. Then, we felt we wanted to open a farm. We did this very successfully in the south of Bavaria, and we installed a wonderful deity of Nrsingadev there. Jiva has spent maybe a few months there, or how long? you master at the lotus feet of Lord Nrsimhadev, and if you can, please obtain a picture of this Nrsimhadev. He's very, very powerful. Sometimes young boys have bad dreams. Is this going on also in Vrindavan? No. You have bad dreams. No, not really. Good. If you have, please put a picture of Nrsimhadev. Everything will be all right. Then I'm usually, my service there is to travel and preach. I want to just end with telling you one typical story from Germany. There was a rock and roll festival. Do you know what is rock and roll music? Unfortunately. Like this. Very boring, but because there's so much screaming in between, you get all agitated when you hear it. There are many musical groups who are very favorable to Krishna consciousness, and there is one group called The Vision. They have made a song called Mental Healing. In this song they sent also Hare Krishna. Now this pop festival was very degraded. I have seen with my own eyes how people get so drunk on these festivals that they urinate freely on the ground and then roll around in the mud. But it's not nice mud, it's mud with urine. It's very dirty, isn't it? They lose all sense because they take drugs. Do you know what drugs is? From urine. And alcohol, and in this way they become crazy. So when our devotees went on the stage, they became very, very disturbed. Because they wanted music for... You are all, now I think we come to the time where you get very restless, but everyone just give me 2 more minutes. Also you please control your... It is natural when one is young, but you should also, I think you're learning to control your senses, isn't it? At least during the classroom time. So, okay, so then, you know, this terrible scene was there. All these people drunk with alcohol. Don't laugh about him. They were just totally drunk. And then the devotees, it was almost midnight, came on the stage like the sun and the moon and the stars, and chanted and danced. And I can tell you, boys, that chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, such a potent force that all these drunken people after some time began to even also chant the Hare Krishna Mantra. And there was no aggression whatsoever. Usually when they get drunk and they go, no. It was very, very nice to see how the festival, by the influence of the holy name, turned into a chanting festival. So we do many such programs, and when you get older, let us say 18 years or so, I want to arrange this with your teachers that when you want some preaching experience or need some preaching experience, you are sometimes welcome to join for a month or 2 months in the summer. It's here, summer. Our preaching groups, which go and visit many homes, with many public programs, and so on and so forth. We especially are also interested to have Jai Gurupad, if he continues his nice acting career with some very nice place in Manipur. Was it on video and could we show it to everybody? Was it filmed? Why don't we try to find... Yes, because we only see what's going on. You have to concentrate, yes. Jai
Guru Pada is becoming a good actor.
So I will end here. I wish you all the best from the depths of my heart. Please do not miss this wonderful chant and try to be nice to each other. In the school sometimes we become, because of this nature as a child to be so wild, sometimes we tend to be a little heavy with the other devotees. But try to not do this. Try to give up enviousness, which is very much in the heart of children. And just appreciate the time where you're here in the Holy Dharma. Learn as much as you can for a wonderful life in Krishna consciousness. I think we will end here. Huh? What is going on? Yeah, but is it an Ekadasi preparation? Really? It looks so much like a cake made with grains.
Yeah.
You are 100% sure?
Yeah, we double check. We have one last Ekadasi.
Yeah. So I can take it in my room, or what is the custom?
It depends on the individual. Some sannyasis to make sure I end with no harm, and others they.
I'm a very shy person. I never eat before others because I always go in my in a secluded place or sit in the row where no one sees me, because if it's up to me, I would prefer to do it like this. In Beng, you know what we had, what I had to do in Mayapur? There were all the Namhatis were there, 2,000 delegates. And then they all wanted to make a Guru Pooj with in Tampataka Maharaj was there, Banu Swami was there. Then they invited me to be there, and I had to eat before everyone a piece of cake, and then, you know, distribute that. And then I had a whole ton full of prasadam, and all these Bengali people came and wanted to have Maha Prasadam. You know, the prasad from there. So they brought their sick old mama, and they lifted the mama up, so she went like, prasad, prasad!
Yeah. You know?
And it went on for 2 hours. No, I'm exaggerating. For 1 hour. In Yugoslavia also, you know, after when I have finished the lecture, they say, well, Sashinandan Swami gives autographs now. And then they all come and buy books, and come with the books and want an autograph. And then you sit there for sometimes over an hour. Usually it's up to an hour, but sometimes long. You just sign, Hare Krishna, all the best to you, don't fall in Maya, Sachinandan Swami, you know, and write this book. Okay, so thank you very much. I was very enlightened to see all of you. I'm a little envious that I couldn't have such a Gurukul education. But anyways, you will get it for me. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.